So the topic for tonight is the Isser of Nisht of Shabbos Gereh, which is that what is mutter or usser to speak about on Shabbos. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, it learns out from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'daber davar, shelo yehei deburcha b'Shabbos ki deburcha v'chol, that your words on Shabbos should not be like your words, like how you speak during the week. It said you're not allowed to speak about things which are malacha on Shabbos. Rashi says that means like business dealings, cheshbonos, different calculations that are negated to business, and that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Tosis over there says that he has a different pshat. It means even to speak at all. Tosis says near the Rabbeinu Tam, that you're not allowed to. You're not supposed to speak a lot on Shabbos at all. Like the Yerushalmi says, that with trepidation or with because they were forced to, they were matter even to greet one another on Shabbos. And therefore, the Tosis learns that you're not allowed to speak anything at all on Shabbos. We don't pass like Tosis, but you see what somewhat of the chimer of what exactly this Isser is, to speak about things that could be take away from the Kedusha of Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down many stories of tzaddikim who didn't speak at all on Shabbos. They taka just spoke divrei Torah. They say that the Reb Sheinberg, after a certain story happened, he accepted on himself this chumrah not to speak Devarim B'Teilim or Sichas Chulin on Shabbos, only divrei Torah, tefillah. And they say, I'm not sure how he did this, but they say that it took his wife like 20 years to chap, that he wasn't speaking, he was only speaking divrei Torah. So that means that even though he took this chumrah on, it didn't take away from his shalom bias. The Yerushalmi also says that when we rest, when we speak in this way on Shabbos, it's emulating the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who says, who rested from speaking on Shabbos, right? He created the world with his words, but on Shabbos he stopped speaking, so to speak. Yeah. And then so when we rest in the same way, that's emulating the Rabbanu Shalom. So again, the Isser is primarily to not to express verbally an intention or the like about something that is forbidden for him to do on Shabbos. That means he can't say, I'm going to get a haircut tomorrow, I'm going to drive to New York tomorrow. Anything which is usur to do today, he's not allowed to say. Now the Mechaber says that even Dvarim B'Teilim, which means not Lashon Hara, not Rechilas, not Dvarim Asurim, and not Malacha, but even Dvarim B'Teilim, a person shouldn't be Marben speaking, even something which is really Mutter. The Ramah says that if somebody gets enjoyment from speaking about Dvarim B'Teilim, he enjoys politics, he gets a high from speaking about the news, again, not something which is usher, then he could that would be included in Einik Shabbos, but that wouldn't apply to business dealings. That's only something which is like Dvarim B'Teilim, not Malacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, but also if he himself does not enjoy it, then he's not allowed to talk it. But if his friend enjoys it and he enjoys making his friend happy, then he's allowed to talk with his friend about politics that his friend enjoys, because that's also Einik Shabbos for him. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if he could hold himself back from even for this, he's called a Kaddish, because the main point of Shabbos, like we'll see, is the Yerushalmi again says, Leninah Shabbos, Devei Torah, or something to that extent, that the point of Shabbos is primarily to be able to learn. People that can't learn the whole week, they have more time on Shabbos to learn, and the Ben Ish Chai, I finally found it in Akdama to Sefer Shemayis. He says that from the Mekubalim, that somebody who learns, he could on Shabbos, his learning on Shabbos could accomplish 1,000 times more than it does throughout the rest of the week. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Shlo, that a person shouldn't even greet his friend with a good morning or a good day like he does during, or a good night like he does during the week. He should say good Shabbos. Why? Because the pasuk says Zachar Hashem Shabbos l'kadshe. As a shaila, if you could be yaitze kiddush by saying good Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that from the Magen Avraham they're not supposed to speak about sad things, because that can make a person depressed on Shabbos. Also, you have to be careful in reading newspapers in the kosher way, which is not our topic. But also, if you read a sad story that can make a person sad, you have to be very careful. There's a common expression that seems to be like a heter. You say Nishta Shabbos Geret before you say something, that makes everything mutter. So the Peleliot says that, he says, even if you're makdim to say, like, Kemina Kitsas Burim, like fools that say, this, I'm doing it without saying, without Amira Shabbos, Nishta Shabbos Geret, it's nothing. Okay. Like we said, you're not allowed to speak about anything you're not allowed to do. Right, you can't say, I'm going to write down your address tonight, I'm going to bake a cake tomorrow, whatever it is. You are allowed to speak about malacha that happened already. Like you could say, I got a haircut yesterday. Or you could say that I drove in, or I flew in yesterday. That's something that happened, that's not a malacha, and that wouldn't be included in this isra. He could even say, I'm going to come over tomorrow, even though that means he's going to drive over, but he's not mentioning it outright. And that would be also permitted.
Are you talking about something in the future that's not under your control at all?
What do you mean?
I'm going to take you tomorrow to the ice cream store, and I hope he gets me. And I hope he goes in his car, and I hope...
Just wishful thinking? I don't know. You're not allowed to speak about malacha. That's the point.
You said yesterday's malacha you had to
do. Yesterday's malacha, but here you're talking about something you're going to do, possibly.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Now, even if he's going to say, you could say, I'm going to Orlando tomorrow, right? So he's not mentioning any malacha. So the Mechaber said, you're allowed to say, I'm going to go to another city, even though it's out of the Tchum, and even though the most common way to get there is by driving. But since you're not saying, first of all, since you're not saying the malacha itself, it's okay. And second of all, there's a way to extend the Tchum. They're not going to go, you're not going to have the Isser of going out of the Tchum. What about saying I'm going to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow? So therefore, simply you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're flying to Eretz Yisrael. You're not right? So do you say that included in that is that you're flying, that you're doing a malacha? So they say there's a few different heterim that they say. Rabbi Heinemann says that since you could technically walk there through Canada and through the Bering Strait if it's frozen. So that would be mutter, and also he says, and anyway, even if it's to go to Australia, you could take a boat. There are certain ways, certain heterim to take a boat on Shabbos, so you could technically get there. Rabbi Yashiv says, is quoted as, I didn't see it, it's from one of his svarim. He says that just since you're not mentioning a malacha at all, you're saying I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, that would be mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan says this heter of saying I'm traveling by boat. I'm going to go by boat, since there are ways to get there, there are heterim to go on a boat on Shabbos, so that wouldn't be a malacha. And some say that even saying I'm flying tomorrow, that also they extend that to flying, because going on a plane, technically, it's the malacha. You're not driving the plane, so there would be some room. But most poskim, they quote from the Tzitz Eliezer, the Menachas Yitzchak, Chacham Avadia, they all say that it would be the same exact thing, and that would not be mutter. Let's say he says, I'm traveling to New York. Now, no one says if they're walking, they say, I'm traveling. Let's say I'm traveling to Rabbi Singer's house if you're walking there. Right? You say I'm walking there, I'm going there. So is traveling or not? Is traveling considered saying the malacha itself? So there's a shayla about this. And there are those that are makel because it can mean traveling by bike. But Rabbi Yashiv says that since normally when you say a lashon of traveling, it means either by car or by plane. Therefore, that would also be considered as if you said straight out, I'm going to do a malacha to get there. Yeah, if I say, I'm traveling to New York tomorrow. Nasea. Yeah, Nasea.
What about calling?
The same thing. That would be a malacha. You can say, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Or I'll be in touch tomorrow. Does anybody use that? I'll call you. If you're British, maybe. Say, I'll call you. I don't know. Let's say you're in a city. Oh, this is even the Rabbanans, yeah. That's clear. Let's say you're in a city that doesn't have a Eruv. So you could say, can you say, I'll bring something over tomorrow? So they say that since if the city would have an Eruv, it would be mutter. So that's a malach, that's not considered a malacha. That's because it's something that's potentially could be mutter, just like the borgen to outside of the tchum. Now, what about discussing prices? Can I ask somebody? This happened to me last week. Let me ask you, how much do you pay for your house? So you're allowed to answer. Are you allowed to answer or not? You say how much did that car, how much did that car cost? How much do you pay for that watch? So any discussion which is going to be used for future reference or something that guy's planning on doing it, that would be included. That's called business discussion. It says even if you're discussing a price on something, the way the Mechaber says it, or the way actually the really Rav Shlomo Zalman says it, is that if you didn't pay for it yet, so you're gonna be thinking, oh, I'm gonna still have to pay for it, so you can't answer the question. But if it's something that's a set price, then it would be mutter. Like let's say somebody asks you, how much is a bottle of milk? So if it's or how much did you pay for that bottle of milk? So then that's something that's a set price. So that wouldn't be a problem. But let's say you still owe money for your house or for your car. So that would be included in a problem because you're going to say, oh, I'm going to say I paid this amount, but I still owe money on it. So that might still be a problem. But if the guy is never planning on buying it, right? As the guy says, how much are you selling your yacht for, right? And you're not planning on buying a yacht, so that would not be a problem. Any type of business advice or financial advice, or you meet your mechanic and you say, what do you do if your brakes are squeaking? Any types of that's all included. You meet your accountant and you want to know if you could claim your daughter as a dependent. All that's included in business calculation. That's all awesome. If it's you could say you paid for it, but it's negay. If he's asking because he's going to do it, so that's considered a discussion that's negay to business. He might still do. Huh?
You can't say how long it took you to travel to New York because he's
going to. That's not a. What do you mean? What's a malacha?
Let's say you want to go to New York.
Yeah, you say, how long did it take you to get there? What's the malacha? He's going to plan the trip? And if you don't mention the malacha, it's fine. But here you're saying, how much do you pay for that? You bought a car, whatever it is. Right? So that's like, oh, I'm going to buy one. I like that car. How much am I going to buy it? Okay. Let's say if somebody asks you about something you're not allowed to talk about on Shabbos. So you could say we can't talk about it on Shabbos. And you could say let's talk later, but they say you're not allowed to say let's talk about it later because that's talking about Isra. So you have to be careful how your exact phraseology. Thinking is mutter. That means if you're making calculations in your head, it would not be a problem. So therefore, that's why if you say I'm going to New York, even though you know you're driving there or you're flying there, so, but you're only thinking about the malacha, that would not be a problem. The Mechaber does say that if it's that for Einik Shabbos, it's better not to think about your business and other things. And the Mishnah Berurah says if it's going to bring you tirda or tzar or the like, then you definitely cannot think about these things. What about for a mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokes about it, and he comes out for a tzarech if it's necessary to you need to catch a ride to. For a mitzvah or something, you have to do any other types of arrangements. For a mitzvah, then you'd be allowed to talk about that also. Tzedakah matters, misha beirach or something, even just to make sure you're going to do the mitzvah, to talk it out, that would also be included, and that would be mutter.
So if someone gave you shlech mitzvah, you have to talk about your trip
there. How you got there?
How
you going to go? Because
I'll give you a 50 cents.
Oh, that's a good head there. okay, let's say one's business is Torah. Let's say he's a Rebbe or something. So that you're still allowed to talk about it. You're allowed to speak to your son's Rebbe. You're allowed to hire a tutor for your child if necessary. But as long as you're not speaking about the financial specifics, then you'd be allowed to talk about it. Shidduchim, There's different discussion. How specific can you get? How much on the financial side of things can you do? You could even say there's going to be support if you need. But that would be a mitzvah. That would be mutter. Now you could talk in learning about a shayla. Let's say a business shayla. That's not a problem if it's not negeya lemaisa. There's an interesting shayla Rav Zalman brings down. Let's say it's not so common nowadays because there's GPS, but let's say a non-frum yid stops to ask directions for you. Are you allowed to give him directions to where he's going? So he says you can't say I don't know because that's lying, but you could say I can't talk about it, and he could or I can't say. Because that you can say I don't know, but let's say the guy's another AT says, which is you have to have some. You're talking about how he's driving there. He's in his car. He's driving, and he's gonna say yeah, maybe I don't know. Oh, this is the Shiloh. So he says the other eight is to tell him you're not allowed to drive on Shabbos. It's Chil Shabbos, and because of that, I'm going to tell you the shortest way because I want you to do the minimal amount of Chil Shabbos. That's the other eight. But just to conclude, the main point of all these of this Isser is to help us focus on what Shabbos is all about, and our Shabbos should not be just like a regular day. Because Shabbos is a day that we're together with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's mainly for Limud HaTorah, and we should be careful of how we treat Shabbos to be zeicha to the kedusha of Shabbos. As is Hashem. Okay.